Dear Mr. Prime Minister, Your Royal Highness, Mr. Commissioner, organizing partners, distinguished speakers, Your Excellencies, dear colleagues, dear friends. As President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences and of the 7th World Science Forum, it gives me great pleasure to warmly welcome you here in Budapest. It makes us proud that a national science academy in a small country like ours can gather so many key science stakeholders of all ages from all over the world. It tells us that every country, no matter how small or large, can take responsibility for global issues, for the environment, for the progress of science. And since it can, it must do so. We have certainly come a long way since our first conference in 2003. Today, the World Science Forum is recognized as a very open platform, helping stimulate conversations about science and society in all its complexities, and about the role of science and our shared responsibilities. You have come here today from over 100 countries as stakeholders and consumers of knowledge, representing the worlds of research, business, innovation, policymaking, media, and society at large. It is not often that people, united in their respect and devotion to science, but approaching it from different perspectives and professions, can meet in person to harmonize these perspectives. Diplomacy through science has been another line of thought running through the history of the World Science Forum. Scientists are deeply interested in peace and are opposed to all forms of prejudice that often prevent cooperation between people from different countries, races, and cultures. Even in more mistrustful times, when the Iron Curtain cuts through Europe, scientists from both sides of this line were eager to meet and exchange ideas. They respected each other for their talent and human character. Even today, hatred, envy, and bigotry can prevent a normal friendly relationship between people from different countries. For scientists, cooperating and friendly relationships is an easier, more natural matter, and I hope that this forum can also contribute to breaking the ice in some unfortunate relationships. I am pleased to announce that peace through science will be the motto of the next forum in Jordan in 2017. But I think that this current forum and all previous fora have also followed this noble goal. Turning to the program of this week's forum, our goal is to give you deeper insight into some of the most pressing issues, global opportunities and challenges we face around climate change, renewable energies, disaster risk reduction, building resilience, establishing fit-for-purpose global health policies, or the practices and pitfalls in science governance in all continents. We are offering you 6 plenary and 9 thematic sessions around the main theme of the conference, which is the enabling power of science. This title reflects the ever-increasing role played by science in our society, the capacity of science to open up new avenues for human and economic development, to enable us to confront hunger and disease, to tackle our ever-growing demand for energy, to connect and communicate with immediate effect, and to provide the economic foundations for an improved quality of life for all. Science has also revealed the extent of human civilization's impact on the Earth's fauna, flora, and climate, to observe how we are overusing our natural resources and how our way of life is becoming a threat for present and future generations. To help us advance this discussion, we are pleased to welcome here nearly 100 speakers from over 40 countries. This diverse group will present ideas from multiple perspectives, including the views and experiences of developing countries and those in transition, of young and established researchers, of suppliers and recipients of scientific advice, of the lay public and outstanding scientists. Let me thank them for accepting our invitation. But I would also like to encourage all of you to make your own active contribution by getting involved in these discussions. Even a science gathering must have its lighter moments. Beyond this thematic program, I have the pleasure of inviting you to enjoy a series of rich social and cultural activities. Motivated by the fact that 2015 was declared the Year of Life by UNESCO, we have organized a beautiful light show for you to take place tomorrow night in the interesting architectural venture called The Whale. Friday night, you are invited to a reception in the Castle Garden Bazaar, as it's called in Hungarian often, where you can enjoy an exhibition of interesting Hungarian innovations from the past and the present. We must extend our gratitude to the City of Budapest and to the National Research, Development and Innovation Office of Hungary for hosting these events. This forum would not be possible without the ongoing commitment of our five partner organizations who share a common vision of building this biennial series into a meeting point of real significance. Allow me to take this opportunity to acknowledge our partners, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the International Council for Science, ICSU, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, AAAS, the World Academy of Sciences, TWAS, and the European Academies Science Advisory Council, ESAC. Several other science-led organizations have supported us indirectly by organizing satellite events that mostly took place during the first days of this week. I will not list them now, but I want to thank each and every one of them for helping to enrich this forum. I would also like to thank the members of our steering committee who helped us plan the four-day program of this conference. As you meet them across the event, please join me in thanking them. Finally, let me wish you a pleasant stay in Budapest, one of Europe's great cities. I also hope that during the program, and also during conversations with our colleagues, you will learn something new about the many activities of our academy, of its 15 research centers, and of our 2,500 researchers. I am sure you will enjoy your stay in this neo-Renaissance palace of the academy, designed by the famous architect Friedrich August Stüler, which will be 150 years old in just a few weeks. One remarkable fact about this building, it was built entirely from public donations, which illustrate the trust that the Hungarian society, from the nobility to poor farm workers, had in science at that time. Whether we scientists have lived up to this expectation is not for me to judge. But for me, this trust underscores the responsibility we have for the future to resolve difficult and pressing issues that society faces worldwide. I hope and believe that our forum here will have this responsibility in focus, and it will be an important step in our never-ending task to make our world, our environment, and our shared society a better place. All that remains for me to do is to formally declare the World Science Forum 2015 open. I hope you will find a very rewarding time here, and I also hope that I will see many of you in Jordan in 2 years' time.